You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Certainly a very interesting decision there from Amplats to pay out that special dividend. We'll keep an eye on that and see what that balance sheet does look like indeed after the demerger has taken place. We're going to move on to some interesting information or more interesting news around mergers, particularly mergers and acquisitions activity that took place in 2024. We're going to be chatting to Mondi Kotto, who is the director at Herbert Smith Freehills. He joins me now to take a look at the latest M&A activity report that they've put together for the year 2024. Mondi, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. The report is quite an interesting report. It suggests that more than 60% of the continental M&A activity still sits in South Africa. So obviously, South Africa is still very much an attractive investment destination or attractive transacting destination.
Good evening, Jimmy, and thank you for having me, and good evening to your listeners. Yes, as you said, Jimmy, we put together a report annually at Herbert Smith Freehills, and this one in particular focused on activity in Africa this past year. And that is correct. A large portion of the deal value across the continent, 60% was in South Africa, and 30% from a deal volume perspective was also in South Africa. So it continues to be a great destination for investors, and there were a large few big ticket items as well, which helped push up the deal value in South Africa. And that will be public deals, which we've heard quite a bit about these large public takeovers and proposed deals in our market, such as that spin-off of Anglo, which was being discussed a short while ago, as well as deals like the proposed takeover of MultiChoice by Canal Plus. So those deals are pushing up deal value. Those are green shoots when we look at the market over the past few years. We've seen that deal values and deal volumes have been decreasing. So it's been really positive to see that across the continent and globally, that in 2024, there's an increase in deal value. And that all came down to these public deals really pushing the market up.
Mondi, what about the rest of the continent? What are some of the other markets or some of the other regions that are doing well? I know Nigeria is likely to be in the top two, maybe even the top three there. What's the rest of the continent looking like from a deal activity point of view?
So the rest of the continent is doing well. We're seeing a lot of activity in Nigeria, as you mentioned. Kenya is also picking up, and there's quite a lot of deal activity in Northern Africa as well. So South Africa was first from a deal activity perspective. Nigeria in 2024 was second from a deal value perspective. I think they accounted for about 15% of deal value. And from a deal volume perspective, Nigeria was about 8% of the continent's activity. And then Egypt was third from a deal value perspective, and they accounted for around 8% of deal value and 25% from deal volumes. So I think those were the three key areas across the continent this year, or three key countries.
Mondi, did you identify certain key types of transactions? Was there a pattern in terms of the kinds of, or maybe even the sectors that the transactions are taking place in, the kinds of activity that's happening here? I know markets like South Africa, markets like Nigeria, for those markets, fintech is a big thing. But as you mentioned earlier, mining is taking quite a bit of interest in terms of what investors might be looking at. Is there something that we can see, or is it just kind of spread out across whatever is a good value asset?
No, 100%. There were key sectors, Jimmy. And as you mentioned, financial services, and that's where fintech could fall in, because in South Africa, we do have a very advanced and sophisticated financial services market. We saw that a lot of activity came through in financial services. I think from a sector perspective, that was probably the second sector where we saw the largest amount of activity. There was also a lot of activity in consumer. And I think the third category across the continent in which we saw activity in was mining. And there, as we've seen, there's been a lot of demergers, unbundling of assets. And of course, that creates opportunities for others to acquire those assets.
When we think about M&A activity, a lot of it comes down to kind of companies or things that have already been built, that have been running. Those deals typically, like the Anglo deal, are the bigger deals. But there's also been a kind of a focus towards things like venture capital and starting up new businesses. I know the likes of Silicon Valley do that quite often. South Africa and Africa in general have been trying to kind of pick up the pace around the VC space. What's happened in the last year? Because that seems to have also kind of gone quiet. Is that still a big focal point? Is it still something where there's a lot of deal activity that's taking place?
I think that's a very good observation there, Jimmy, that it has been a bit quiet. And also just having in the past months, I've been speaking quite a few players in the VC space, and a few have said things have slowed down quite a bit. I think deals are taking a lot longer in VC. Traditionally, VC is where you get very quick and dynamic deals. The deal time and deal timetables are usually very short, but with all the uncertainty and difficulties in the global and macro picture, we have seen deals take longer to close, just because we're seeing that buyers or investors are trying to gain a lot more certainty or de-risk these deals through enhanced due diligence, and trying to direct terms a lot more to close the gap to make sure they're not overpaying. But from an activity point of view, unfortunately, when it comes to the VC space, we've seen a decrease in both deal value and deal volume. Whereas in the broader M&A perspective, we've seen a decrease in deal volumes, but we've seen an increase in deal values because of these big public deals we've been talking about. In VC, unfortunately, that's not the case. We've seen decreases in volumes and values, but there still have been some really positive stories in VC. And if we bring it closer to home, last year we saw the birth of a unicorn in South Africa. That was TymeBank, which achieved unicorn status in its Series D round last year. So there still have been some very meaningful deals happening in the VC space, but things have slowed down a bit more. And hopefully, in this year, we'll see a bit more of an uptick in VC again. And a lot of that dry powder, which has been sitting on the sidelines, hopefully coming into play.
Monday, before I let you go, I want to take a look at how Africa's stacking up against the other regions around the world. Obviously, the likes of Europe, Asia, still very big on these sorts of transactions. LATAM, Latin America, also gaining a lot of interest. How are you seeing Africa stacking up against the rest of the world?
I would say it's actually, I think the trends globally have been pretty consistent. So I think the trends we're seeing globally, we're also seeing those play out closer to home in Africa. For example, if we look at deal volumes, globally deal volumes decreased by 23%. In Africa, we saw a decrease of 10%. So from that perspective, Africa was faring well from a global perspective. And when it came to a deal volumes perspective, we also saw Africa faring well there, whereas they only went up by 9%. Globally, we did see up to a 74% or 85% increase in Africa. So I think Africa has been doing well from a global perspective. But on a more broader level, I think the trends are similar in Africa and across the continent and globally.
Mondi, what does this look like for 2025? We have quite a big year ahead of us. There's been, I've lost count of how many executive orders we've gotten from the United States. But what does the landscape look like from a conversation perspective and probably from a deal structuring perspective? Are we more optimistic going into this year that more deals might be on the table? Or is it still one of those find the right deals and we can increase the values of the deals and maybe not as many transactions, but higher value transactions like we did last year?
Yeah, Jimmy, definitely when you speak about those executive orders, I think each morning we're waking up not sure what will happen today. So there is that macro uncertainty which continues to be in play, and we need to continue to monitor that and see how it impacts deals. But from if we look at the green shoots from this past year, which was that large increase in deal value, even though deal volumes remain low, I think it is promising and hopeful that there might be a build-up in activity in 2025. And what we are seeing in the market is that there still is an appetite to do deals. And what we're seeing from a deal maker's perspective is that deal makers are becoming more innovative in their approach to deal making, and they're trying to find solutions, whether it be enhancing their due diligence or whether it's re-looking at terms and trying to make those buyer friendly and cater for the risks and uncertainty in the market. We're seeing that there is an appetite to do deals, but they might just take a bit more work, in that we need to make sure that the terms cater for all the risk and uncertainty in the market.
The deals are certainly there. They might just need a little bit more work to iron out, but we'll have to keep an eye out on these and see how they shape up. Thanks so much for those insights, Mondi. Thanks for the contributions as well. Mondi Kotto, who is a director at Herbert Smith Freehills, joining us to take a look at their latest M&A activity report for 2024 that suggests that deal value increased on the African continent, even though there were less deals in play.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.